That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Check out this news clip.
What do you got?
Buried in the snow at Ansonia's Abestone Park is a fresh coat of vandalism.
Pretty significant marks in the field.
Deep divots left by joyriding vandals in a dirt bike and a truck. The damage to the turf may put Ansonia's spring youth soccer leagues in jeopardy.
This got me so mad this morning. If you joyride your car on children's soccer fields, that is all I need to know about
you. Think of the poor children. Think of the children.
I mean, soccer season is, you know, I'm a soccer coach, so like,
feels
I
like
love
soccer
it.
Season is a ways away, but am I
no,
wrong?
No, we have spring soccer coming up.
Okay.
And that's why they're so upset, because the two fields in Ansonia, these joyriders have ruined. And mm-hmm. now these kids, like, they think that the season's going to get delayed and they're not going to be able to have it. They ruined the field.
Yeah, no, it's a bad thing.
Oh.
And vandalism's never good. That being said, there should be some 4x4 areas in the state of Connecticut. And places that you can use snowmobiles and quads and that type of stuff. Because they don't do that and they're just letting that money go by. That's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, but you shouldn't go on kids' soccer fields or any school fields for that matter.
Think of the crying children.
They arrested 2 17-year-old kids. One of them admitted to being part of this,
mm-hmm.
and I think it should go like on their resume for the rest of their life. I destroyed
that's not the way it works.
250 children.
You're in the wrong state for you to think that the guillotine will come down on kids at 17 for misbehaving.
No.
And I mean, to be fair, at 17, we're not of our right mind, right?
Those poor children.
Okay. You're right.
All right. I need to know about you.
I've got one for you here. If you're a contractor and you get an attitude while I gather my other quotes, that's all I need to know about you. Relax. Does anybody call anybody and they expect the person to actually be like, yep, let's start tomorrow, that day? Come on. Well, you're talking about huge jobs. That's not how it works.
I feel like contractors should know that, you know what, we're going to price shop. That's kind of what we do.
Give me a week or so to put it together. I mean, I told you you're my guy. I told you you're up front, and I'd come back to you with the comparison thing.
But did you say that you're my guy?
I told him he was out in front right now, but I had a couple other people I had to check with, and I said I'd come back and let him counter.
No, you're that guy.
I got a couple horses in the race.
That annoying guy, though.
Always got a couple. I tried to make all the appointments happen at once so they could see each other coming and going.
Right.
Some of these guys were quicker than others. Some of these guys were more on time than others.
That's all I need to know about you, Raven.
That's right.
Yeah.
If the way you eat potato chips is lick each one 8 to 10 times and then eat the soggy, flavorless,
are you a lizard?
Chip, that's
who
all
does
I need
that?
To know about you.
I'm not going to lie. There's not very many things I can have on this Weight Watchers nonsense.
Uh-huh.
So when I get like a chip, I just let it melt in my mouth.
That's different than licking it, though. Like a salt lick.
You have to enjoy it. It's like a
I just picture like a steak. An animal at the zoo doing it. Like as a treat, sometimes I'll give the dogs like a McDonald's fry, but I lick the salt out first to make sure that they're not getting too much.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's gross.
What? Just to keep them safe, you know?
It's disgusting.
You have a contraption that allows you to suck the boogers out of your baby's nose. Don't judge me for licking french fries before I give them to my dog.
Nose Frida. It's a thing.
I'm not taking it back.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you write obnoxious things on Facebook, we have no choice but to do this.
Your heart will soar. Facebook Theater and on Ravenstar 99.9.
Oh, my favorite.
Every once in a while, we'll post something on our Facebook page, and the comments will be so bananas, we have no choice but to act them out on the air.
You know, I could have been a fantastic dramatic actor. I'm sure you hear it.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
My promotional appearances throughout the week.
Well, the article we posted that caused so much controversy yesterday is the cheese challenge. And if you haven't heard about the cheese challenge, people, adults, are throwing slices of cheese at babies' faces and then putting it on social media, and people laugh and think it's hilarious.
No justification whatsoever. They're just throwing cheese.
Right.
Cheese is being thrown out there.
It's pretty hilarious. I'm not going to lie.
But people are upset.
Right.
There are some people that are deeply affected and upset by this.
And I should also mention, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we will be throwing cheese at each other as
Perfect.
Well.
Perfect.
Yep. I have plenty of cheese with me.
I hope you got good quality cheese.
I did. All right. That being said, it's time for us to act out the Facebook comments, things that have you written. Vivi Heine writes, LOL, you gotta laugh at this idiocy. This might be the single most impressive argument for BPS. Breeding permission slip.
No, thank you for the explanation, because I did not understand that acronym.
She put it in parentheses so we would all understand.
Stacey Kavanaugh says, made me mad when I seen these videos.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I think we all know how she feels.
Katie Aslin wrote, I think it's hilarious. And people say millennials are touchy, Most people commenting negatively are middle-aged women.
Seems like you're doing a lot of investigation.
Right?
You're clicking on every one of those names and doing an investigation of their age and demographics.
Right. Oh, she's middle-aged. Mm. Oh, she's middle-aged.
Patty A goes at Olivia Grace and Cameron Albert and says, oh, my God, if this was a thing, I would have done this to you. Sounds to me like you're talking about throwing cheese at two people there, Patty.
Probably her kids.
All right, look out, because them kids might be ready to come back.
Gilberto Nieves, he throws in there, throwing cheese at your kid for social media likes is pathetic.
Mm.
Maybe we should throw hot nacho cheese at the parents. We'll do that and we'll film it for social media.
I know plenty of parents that like nacho cheese.
It's going to get a lot of likes.
Let's be honest. It never gets all that hot. So.
Right. If I could, I would take a chip and scrape it off my cheek.
It's more like soupy. But even after you wipe it off, you're going to smell it the rest of the day.
That's all right.
Dylan Goldfarb chimes in. What is wrong with his? That's the way it was written. Sorry, people. Every video I see of this, the kids taking it off and eating it. Even the baby that was upset stopped crying and smiled and took it off. Lighten up. You're not throwing a plastic bag of your kid's face, which also does not make sense. It's cheese, all capitals! Exclamation, 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 exclamation.
Nice.
When you go four.
Yeah.
That is for real. Leveled up on the exclamation points. That's my man, Dylan.
Hector Lewis chimes in. People are really uptight nowadays. This is funny. Most definitely cheese raven. We're definitely getting cheese raven, Hector. Don't worry.
No, I didn't plan for that.
Right.
I mean, we talked about Christian. But,
we're going to cheese each other. It's more fun that way.
We'll wrap it up. Meredith King chimes in. Honestly, this is just stupid. Zero creativity. I award them no points.
All right.
Well, thank you, Judge Meredith.
I was about to say.
Person who awards the points for the rest of us on the planet.
American Idol's back tonight. Maybe she's in that mindset.
Right.
All right. If you want to check out why people are throwing cheese at babies, you can head to our Facebook page or just read the comments because they're bananas. Search Anna
Raven.
I love
Facebook theater.
Me too. Sometimes we post things on Facebook and it gets you so fired up. There's only one thing we can do. This.
Your heart will soar. Facebook Theater and on Ravenstar 99.9.
Facebook Theater. This is when we act out your comments based on something we had posted. We posted an article about the cheese trend going on right now. Mm-hmm. This is when parents are throwing cheese at their kids, taking videos of it, and putting it on social media for likes. We asked you, did we think it was obnoxious or kind of funny? And you took it away. It was insane, the comments.
Yeah. It's a wonderful situation. By the way, none of us are really sure why people are throwing cheese at children.
Right, I don't necessarily think you should, but
right.
Hey, listen.
It's pretty funny.
We're really not ruling against it. I mean, if it makes us giggle when we see the video.
We'll throw cheese at each other coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But now let's act out these comments.
Feel like I didn't sign up for that. Here we go.
Evelyn Ruiz writes, just imprinting on them, it's okay or quote-unquote funny that someone can throw junk in your face. Literally, not even really food. And it's okay to accept that behavior. Fast forward 20 or 30 years, your spouse, your domestic partner, kids, etc. Maybe my thoughts are extreme. But then again, imprinting, not funny at all.
Oh, imprinting. That's a word that I use for dinosaurs when you're holding them in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
All right? When you're like, Gucci, Gucci, go, Velociraptor. See the imprint on the first human. It's robots and
some 30-year-old kid laying on a guy, 30-year-old guy laying on a, like a therapist couch, being like, "My mom threw cheese in my face to get likes on Instagram."
It all started with cold cuts.
Yep.
And ever since then, I've never been able to enjoy Boar's Head.
It's just can't really look at Colby Jack the same.
Madeline Drew chimes in. What? People are being stupid these days. Sad and scared emoji times three.
Right. Mm. Matthew Mall chimes in. My guess is that they placed the cheese on them and then photographed. But still.
Yeah, right. It's prop
but
cheese.
Still,
but still.
They didn't throw the cheese. They probably just placed it gently on their faces.
Right.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes it so much better. Yeah, all right.
Mary Payne chimes in. Not even using real cheese. Yuck. That alone is a thumbs down.
If you're going to throw cheese at a kid, it can't be those craft slices. You got to get some quality provolone.
Make it organic vegan, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
Gluten-free.
Yep. Taylor Rodriguez joins in. The fact that people think this is funny means they have a stick up their butts. Just take it out.
Wow.
LOL.
Oof.
Isn't funny.
Oh, isn't funny.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You were lost there for a minute. Yeah. You needed a line. Would you like to take it again?
Yeah. Taylor Rodriguez writes, the fact that people think this isn't funny means they have a stick up their butts. just take it out, LOL. I think you're talking about the stick.
That one's for print. Right, take that one out. Right,
you
right,
take the stick
out. And when you get this, the proper order of events, you realize that that stick, it's right, it needs to be removed.
Yep.
Right. Kelly Carusi chimes in, mean on a baby, funny on a toddler.
So, let's discuss that.
What?
It's okay to throw cheese at your three-year-old,
right,
not at your newborn.
Right, right. Okay. So, I feel like it's like a carnival ride height thing. You mm-hmm. walk up, and if you're above this line on the stick,
throw
some cheese.
Cheese.
Right.
Hit in the face.
But if you're below or above this other next line here, that's when we have to stop.
Brandon Witt chimes in. Mm. This is utterly messed up. Way to communicate to your child you're not a person they can trust.
Wow. That's deep. That's real deep.
Brandon has some parental issues, I'm guessing, right now. And we'll close Act 2 with this statement from Nicole Fucci, who says, but people are getting way over dramatically mad over something that's not actually hurting the kids. There's way worse things happening to kids every day in this country.
I mean,
I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
There are bad things happening out there, but...
Christian, how old are you?
22.
I'm going to throw cheese at you because you're over being a baby, okay?
Oh,
all right.
Perfect. You meet the height requirement.
I'm telling you, Raven, like a large percentage of people on our mm-hmm. Facebook page said they want to throw cheese at your face.
Yeah, I think that you are just you are taking advantage of the fact that I have not been on Facebook for about 4 or 5 days until this morning, and I have not got to that post yet, so
go ahead.
I don't know these results.
Star 99.9 and CNN Raven. What we're talking about is the cheese challenge, and that's when people are throwing slices of American cheese at babies' faces, posting it on social media, and then laughing hysterically. Some people think it's the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Right.
Other people are really upset about it. I refuse to bring in my 3-month-old to throw cheese at her face. I thought it was rude.
3 points to be made here. Right. We can't do that to a child we actually know.
Right.
That wouldn't make sense.
Right.
We've already got
cheese.
Enough trouble with Hayden on the show here all the time.
Right.
She's already taking over the program. So this other baby has some time before it's actually inducted into radio. I will say this is, I'm not sure what the challenge is of throwing cheese. It doesn't seem very challenging.
I mean, just going
just
for it.
Hucking cheese there, and I don't think the engineers are going to be happy that fell down in the vortex of wiring that is all behind right. my laptop.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
You got flimsy cheese. It doesn't fly very well.
Well, I got to get closer. So here's the thing. We're going to throw cheese at each other. We're live on Facebook right now, so you can watch. Just go search.
Third point,
on
by
Raven.
The way, is that most babies deserve it. Let's be real about throwing cheese.
Babies don't do anything to deserve cheese.
Right. Okay.
You hear that
sound? Felt good?
Oh, my God.
Anna claims the votes were the most people wanted to see cheese thrown at me.
Oh, this is the best.
Man, you only have one slice of cheese left.
It's not funny when you throw it at a baby, but it's funny when you throw it at an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay,
good. Good. I'll give you another shot. I'll give you a free shot right here. Oh!
Headshot.
Yeah, that one hit me flat on the forehead. I feel like
that was awesome.
If you peeled it off, you could have a forehead print on there, like a fingerprint.
All
right, here we go. Let me try it.
Oh, you missed.
Through your hair.
Or broken half. Oh, that's on the computer.
Oh, the engineers are not going to be happy.
This is
definitely going to be a memo coming out here.
All right.
I'm going to take one more shot at your head because you got me so fast.
Right, okay, I'm so good at throwing cheese.
Oh,
hit the mic. You're hiding behind things.
All right.
Christian, let me throw one.
Very close range.
Close your eyes.
I'm so ready.
I mean, she hit me with it.
The chest.
At a good, like, I mean.
It smacked you right in the chest.
Right.
You trying to break a rib?
You're an angry cheese.
All right. Wow.
I'm going to stop throwing stuff. The engineers are going to be so mad at me.
All right, one more.
Here we go.
Oh, my headphones. It's like you punch people with cheese. I've never seen so much anger with that.
I thought I wasn't going to enjoy this, but I did.
Right, look at you.
You're crying.
You're crying. I mean, that doesn't seem appropriate.
No. I would never throw cheese at a baby, but throwing cheese at an adult is fine.
It's felt so good for you.
Tears in your eyes.
Right.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Samantha and Todd are joining us together this morning. Now, I know this is a little complicated, so Samantha...
Stay with us now.
Can you explain what's going on?
My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend is pregnant, and so am I. Yeah, she wants him there in the room. I think it's a bad idea. I think she's using having the baby to get him back in his life or her life. And he's already agreed to pay child support. There's no reason for him to be there. I'm having a baby. He needs to be present in our life We're together. We're living together. I'm not cool with that.
Todd, your ex-girlfriend is pregnant and your current girlfriend is pregnant. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. What are you giggling about over there?
I'm sorry. It's okay. Bad planning.
All right. Todd, your ex-girlfriend, how many months is she?
She's due next month.
You broke up with her after you found out she was pregnant, and then you started dating Samantha.
Yes.
Todd, how do you feel about being in the delivery room with your ex? I mean, I can understand she's the mother of your baby.
Obviously, for me, it's not the optimum situation. She's having my son. I'm not acting like we're married. I'm not holding her hand. I'm just going to be in the room.
Right. For the next 18 years.
I want to welcome my son into the world.
I mean, I can respect that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he should be there. Right. Is there even a question?
Wait, but I mean, if you don't.
It's
going
to be a lifetime commitment to my son.
Samantha, how many months are you?
I'm 3 months.
So they're going to be half siblings, just a few months apart.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got a lifetime to get this worked out. You might as well get it worked out in the next 6 weeks, really, right?
No, I'm not the one who's having her baby. I'm not trying to work something out with her. She's not in my life. She's having his baby. That is as far as it goes for me. I do not want this. I did not sign up for this. This is not something that I'm okay with.
I mean, I got news for you, Samantha. It's going to be in your life one way or the other. You're either on board or you're not, but we can certainly put it to a vote.
Right. What we'll do is we'll ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Samantha. If you're his girlfriend now and he has bad blood with his ex, then maybe it's not the best idea for you to be there at the delivery room, Todd. Yeah, people may agree with you that they're both your babies, and if your ex actually wants you there in the delivery room, then you need to be there for the birth of your son. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I don't want him to be there.
Wait, we got it. But do you agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely. We can put it to a vote.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Todd's ex-girlfriend is pregnant and due next week with...
Next month.
Don't
speed it up on Todd.
Well, we don't
know.
It's
already a lot.
It could be a week. You don't know when you get to the end. The issue is his current girlfriend, Samantha, also pregnant.
Yeah.
And doesn't want him to be in the delivery room when his ex-girlfriend delivers.
Hmm.
Yeah, he says he has to be. It's still his kid.
Right, it's my son. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, whose side are you on? Honda of Westport, Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
His side, 100%. I think it's almost absurd that she's upset about it, honestly. And he needs to be there for his whole life, starting from when he's born.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. I don't think that it's crazy that she's upset. I think that it's a very human reaction, Anna. And I hear what she's saying. What she's saying, I didn't sign up for us. But you're in this situation now, and I think she just sounds immature. Time to grow up. You got to be realistic.
Yeah, maybe it's just, her hormones are out of whack. She's just emotional.
I could never say that.
I just went through it. All right, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Todd's ex-girlfriend is expecting a baby next month. Mm-hmm. Only problem is his current girlfriend, Samantha, is also pregnant, and she does not want him in the delivery room with his ex.
I understand that there's some, emotions running high in a situation like this, but she needs to get realistic. Both these babies are coming. They are going to be siblings. This is going to be a lifetime of change.
What do you think? Should he be there for his ex, even though she says this is a way to get her back? 1-800-330-9999. Tana on Raven, Star 99.9.
Hi, I'm with him. It's his kid. It's not a toy. It's not a doll. It's something she did sign up for because the other person's pregnant way before her. So I'm sorry. I'm with the dad. He needs to be there for his child.
Thank you for the call.
I wouldn't say way before. It was 3 months before.
Right. but it was before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's a race that you win. I mean, wouldn't it be fantastic if everybody could be kind of co-parenting, right? Because these kids are going to be similar in age. Wouldn't it be awesome if they had a great relationship?
Yeah. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
The father's side. All I can say is, wow, this woman is so selfish. And it's not about her. It's not about any of them anymore. It's about these children. This guy should be able to be in the delivery room with his child. And this child, at this point, sounds like he won't even be welcomed in. She's got to figure out how to be civil to this other mother because these children are going to be intermingled for the rest of their lives.
Right, and if you show one of them favoritism and the other one you just push out the door, you remember what happened in Black Panther. It wasn't good. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
It was bad. All right, then you got resentments, Anna. It's no good.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Good morning. I am on his side. It is not that little baby's fault that this is the situation that he happens to be in. If possible, all babies should have both parents. And she knew that
The other one was pregnant when she got involved with him, and the baby needs to come first. Both babies need to come first.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. You know, when I'm faced in big dilemmas like this, and I always ask myself, what would Chris Pratt do? What would Anna Faris do?
Why?
Because they do that whole co-parenting thing now, right now.
Oh.
And he also runs from dinosaurs, and, I mean, he's, you know, he's Star-Lord. I mean, there's lots of reasons why I would ask, what would Chris Pratt do?
And what would he do?
Oh, well, they'd all be there for that baby. And then they go to church, and they go trick-or-treating together.
All right.
You haven't seen those photos? TMZ, it's great.
I have a feeling that this is going to get very complicated, and it's going to be a really rough few years.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Todd, our audience agreed with you. Samantha, it's not the best situation to be in, but you have to understand that if he's going to be a father, it's not just writing a check every month. He has to be there present. And if the ex wants him there, he's got to be there when the baby's born.
I have no words. It's not a discussion. I don't want him to be there. Ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Maybe the discussion really needs to be here. Todd, are you going to be an absentee dad, or if you're going to be involved in your son's life, which you already stated that you're going to be, which means that, Samantha, you're going to have to change your opinion.
I wouldn't do it to Samantha. How am I going to do it to her?
Right.
And it's not even about my ex or my current girlfriend, but my kids.
Well, I think you've been pretty clear about that. I wish you luck explaining it.
You got a rough future ahead of you, but we do wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. What's the most obnoxious thing your coworker does? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Uh-huh.
Raven doesn't know it, but he does this one thing that drives me crazy. And yesterday,
just one. Other than that, I'm perfect.
No. So I decided to record him while he was doing it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Here he is.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that, comma. I'm actually at work already this morning. If there's a time this afternoon or this evening that works for you, I'd prefer for us to go ahead and have a quick chat. Period. What time will you be available? Question mark.
He uses the voice to text option on his phone.
Oh, I love constantly. It, man. Dictate to text is the best. It's changed my life.
I don't understand. I'm sitting right here. We're right next to each other.
Right.
The whole thing about texting is that you can be quiet when you do it because you can just use your fingers, but you have to voice to text. And then it's the same thing. Comma, space, exclamation point.
I mean, I told you how excited I was. Like, what was it, a month ago? I learned how to do a new paragraph, a new line.
You were very excited.
That was the best.
I
never thought to Google it before that. What was wrong with me?
I just find it to be so ridiculously annoying because it's just extra noise that we don't even need.
Listen, there's a lot of noise in this studio all the time here. Uh-huh. You do things that annoy me, too.
Like what?
All right,
like
so. Like what? You really want me to tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you the obnoxious thing that Anna Zapp does is we have a lot of meetings here in this building, right? And we have a lot of things that we do, and there's a lot of, like, our minds are always moving 17 different directions. So we keep lists, all right? Mm-hmm. We all keep lists of things that we have to do. And Anna will ask for things to put on said list. You will tell her things, ideas that you have. Anna is very hesitant to put things on her list. Christian, back me up here. She's stingy with her creative list.
Why are you dragging me into this?
She
writes
these
want
lists.
This.
She comes out with these things, and I'm like, no, I don't remember what it was you were talking about when you wrote that on the list. You say something you think is brilliant. Anna's like, she hesitates. She picks the pen up, and she's like,
because I have creative control.
Let's just talk about this a little bit more before I commit to the list. You do it to everybody.
It's true. If I don't like your idea, it's not making it on a list. That's all right.
You put everything that could possibly end up on the list through such a more rigorous like testing facility that you give your own self.
Yep.
Everybody else's, you're like, I don't know if that's on the list. And then she has like two, three lists. She might put you on the C list.
Right.
But she won't put you on the A list.
I mean, that's factual.
So I'm just going to say, you know, with the dictate to text thing, man, I mean, it's not like, you know, dragging software back in the day where you had to walk around with like a drive-through headset on you. I mean, it's right there on your phone. It's easy. It's convenient. I hate typing.
I think it's rude. I think it's really rude. 1-800-330-9999. What's that one obnoxious thing that your coworker does that drives you crazy?
Just one.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved
if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Okay, Colleen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Colleen.
Okay. Colleen, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back into the room and ask him the same 5 questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Yes.
Okay. I think you need to get all these right to beat him today, but I think you can do it. Number 1, Stormy's mom was just named by Forbes as the youngest self-made billionaire. She's 21 years old. Who is Stormy's mom?
Kylie Jenner.
Number 2, Pete Davidson was spotted kissing this actress that starred in Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale.
Number 3, a new English language movie is in the works based on this Sanrio Japanese character. And it depicts a cat wearing a bow. What character is it?
Hello Kitty.
Number 4, Will Smith is rumored to play the father of these superstar tennis sisters in a new biopic called King Richard. Who are the sisters?
Serena and Venus Williams.
Number 5, Brie Larson stars in this Avengers prequel that's out this week.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, Colleen. All right, Raven, come on in.
How'd you do?
Colleen got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Let me see how I do.
Number 1, Stormy's mom was just named by Forbes magazine the youngest self-made billionaire. She's 21. Who is Stormy's mom?
It's Kylie Jenner.
That's right. Colleen's still leading you 4-1. Number 2, Pete Davidson was spotted kissing this actress that starred in Underworld.
You lucky devil, you. Kate Beckinsale just finished The Widow on Amazon. That's her series. Pretty good.
Yeah. If they're on TMZ right now, there's an interview with her ex, who also is in his early 20s.
Yeah.
And he's telling Pete Davidson to run.
Yeah. You know what? That's you know why you should run? Because she's a cougar and you're prey, bro.
Okay.
And it's a great thing to be hunted.
All right. Colleen's still leading you 4-2.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale.
Number 3. A new English language movie is in the works based on this Sanrio Japanese character that's depicted as a cat wearing a bow. What character is it?
A cat wearing a bow. Hello Kitty.
That's right. All right, Colleen's still leading you 4-3. I thought you were going to get that one wrong. Number 4, Will Smith is rumored to play the father of these superstar tennis sisters in a new biopic called King Richard. Who are the sisters?
Venus and Serena, and they're saying he's not black enough, which is crazy.
No, you guys are tied at 4. All right. You need this one to win, Raven. Number 5, Brie Larson stars in this Avengers prequel that's out this week.
That's Captain Marvel, of course.
That's right. I'm sorry, Colleen. He beat you 5-4 this morning.
I'm Colleen from Stratford, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it, okay?
Better luck next time.
Right. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 today to The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Oh, I can't believe you knew Hello Kitty.
Boom.
Deep dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mind?
That's right!
Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Not Anna Zapp. Anna's Diary on Star 99.9.
Dear Diary, it's been almost 4 months since I had baby Dakota, and life has changed for sure. It's basically been like a surprise party every single day. I mean, they write all these books about all the things that you should expect while you're pregnant, but nobody really tells you all the things that are going to happen after. And it's weird. How about balding? I was in the shower the other day, and all of a sudden, clumps of my hair starts coming out. I screamed in horror, jumped out of the shower, and I quickly started to Google if I ate some bad fish or what causes hair loss. Nope. Completely normal, just because I had a baby. Your hair falls out after you have a baby? Don't you think somebody should have mentioned that to me? So now I'm frantic because I'm like, wait a minute. Are other weird things going to happen that no one has warned me about? So I turn to my best friend, Google. Other normal post-pregnancy things that will happen. 1, smelliness. Uh-huh, for real. Your hormones are so out of whack that you start to stink. And I'll be honest, I've been kind of stinky lately despite all my showering. Smell like a truck driver after a 24-hour haul. And my feet are huge. Sure, the swelling has gone down, but none of my old shoes fit. This baby made my feet grow. I've essentially turned into a hairless Bigfoot. I mean, this is nature's way of saying thank you for keeping humanity alive? One of my girlfriends is also postpartum, and she sent me a text the other day, and she says, do not take a picture of yourself from behind. So, of course, the first thing I did was take a picture of myself from behind. Back fat for days. It's basically like I'm pregnant again, but backwards. So if you're pregnant and you're just about to deliver, don't think the worst is behind you. And all the women say the same thing. Oh, you got to love your body now. Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's always been my dream to be bald with an amazing amount of back fat and large feet. That's hot. Before we start anything, Nick, are there any ghosts in the studio right now?
Right now, it feels like there's a phantasm definitely going on in the studio.
What? A phantasm?
Yeah.
Must have been all them cookies we had here this morning.
What?
It's a poltergeist on the radio waves that's going on over here.
That's Nick Grossman from Ghost Storm out of Norwalk, and he's been going viral over the last week because he did an investigation of ghosts at Twisted Vine Restaurant in Derby. Because everybody,
we went to Twisted Vine. That place definitely has high potent energy over there. I just wanted to one day take the team over there just because I thought it was such a great restaurant, and all the paranormal activity was so wild there. I wanted to show them. One thing led to the other, and the owner wanted us to do an overnight expedition there, and I caught like a phantom in there on my video. I got the flashlight going on and off by itself on video. Peter, something grabbed his arm, and I'm taking a picture, and there's a spirit right next to his arm.
All right,
a
lot of time. Hold on. Right, we got to take a timeout right
before
there.
We get into this. Peter, something grabbed your arm that said, I'm sleeping here to do this investigation, and it was what item from the appetizer list?
It wasn't on the menu.
What does it feel like?
Well, it was a kind of a pressing sensation.
Okay.
And I get this frequently in a lot of these areas. At one point, I was downstairs and I was sitting at the bar and I could feel something kind of brushing up against the back of my head. Mm-hmm. And the hair is standing
it's
up.
It's my breath.
But you turn around and you look and you can't see anything. Up in the attic, I'm feeling something pressing on my arm. We take a picture and there's an orb right behind me, right in the area where I was feeling the pressure.
So why do ghosts gravitate towards you, Peter?
Well, I don't really know why. I've had places where I've been where I felt this in the past.
Everybody in our team is basically clairvoyant or like an empath. And the way I see it is...
What does that mean?
Clairvoyant is when you could see spirits.
And what is an empath?
Empath is when you can walk into like a haunted place and start feeling the feelings about if anything happened there. Ghosts are basically attracted to us, so it doesn't take us much effort to walk into a place. And if it's haunted, the ghosts feel comfortable presenting themselves to us. You know,
it's X-Men.
Yeah, exactly.
Except they got naked ghosts following around.
Yeah.
When they get that comfortable, they're like, hey, take a look at my eye.
It's Ghost Storm with Nick Grossman joining us. He's out at Norwalk, and we're talking about paranormal investigation that he did in Derby that's gone viral from Twisted Vine Restaurant. I read that there was a 19th century banker that you saw as a ghost. What was he wearing?
It was just actually his head that we got.
Oh, it's just
his head. And if you compare the picture, it looks just like him. We got him in the corner of the attic, which is like a vortex that the ghost come through. It's like a doorway. I believe there's another one in the lower level, and there must be one in the basement. This place is very interesting. They communicate through the lighting. Wendy, the bartender, asks the spirit questions, and, you know, the light bulb starts getting brighter than it should, which means, like, the ghost is putting probably, like, 20 or 30 more volts in the light bulb, which virtually impossible because light bulbs run on like 110 volts. She talks to the Sam ghost, and I'm fascinated by it.
She talks to him?
Yeah, she talks to him.
She gets answers immediately.
Yeah, she gets answers. The light bulb. Yeah, it's on the video.
Wonder if Sam's an electrician.
Wild, yeah.
Somebody should probably check and see if this building's up to code.
Wooden table 4 order, Cosmo.
Those darn IKEA LED lights, man. You can't trust them. They're off.
If you want to have your home investigated, they can do that too. Head to vagaparanormal.com. If you want to check out the YouTube video of their findings over at Twisted Vine Restaurant in Derby, we've got that up on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.